Voices of Montana election coverage brought to you in part by Cancer Votes, a project of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. I'm Tom Schultz. We're back here at the Heritage Inn. Mark Lambrick will join us very shortly to talk about some of those energy issues that I had outlined that are facing the Montana Electric Cooperative Association members, and as they are meeting here this week. Good to have you along. More about the Cancer Action Network. I think what you're going to like about them, they're doing a lot of things across the state. They're doing things like virtual coffees with candidates. They're doing this partnership here, and they don't endorse or oppose any candidate. As they mentioned, their goal is to emphasize the importance of cancer-fighting policies with lawmakers and to the public as well. And you can find out more. Just visit the American Cancer Society or do a search for Cancer Action Network, and you'll come up with not only what this project is about, but some really, really good information that might surprise you regarding cancer and what cancer patients and cancer sufferers face and the ways that we can make a difference. And so this is one of them, deciding very carefully on who these policymakers are going to be. So as part of this series, the first question for Senator Steve Daines or Governor Steve Bullock, Steve Bullock is the Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate, and Steve Daines is the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in that election upcoming here. In fact, you're going to see items in your mailbox. You should see if you requested absentee ballots, they should be mailed out to be received by October 9th. I'll have more on that as well. But let's get to this first question here, and it is for Montana's current governor, Steve Bullock. He is a two-term governor of Montana and a native Montanan from Helena, Montana. As a matter of fact, born and raised there and a proud graduate, proud Bengal, Helena High in 1984. Also, you'll recognize him. He began his career in the Secretary of State's office as the Executive Assistant Attorney General. He was the Attorney General of Montana in 2008 and won his first election in 2012. And so he is on the Senate ticket as the Democratic nominee. So, Steve Bullock, the decision on whether or not to repeal the Affordable Care Act will be decided by the Supreme Court. If it is overturned, how do you think we should protect Americans with pre-existing conditions like cancer?
The Affordable Care Act is by no means perfect, but thanks to the ACA, we've made significant gains in healthcare access, and we've closed coverage gaps. One of the most critical pieces of the Affordable Care Act is its comprehensive protections for people with pre-existing conditions. We absolutely cannot return to the days when insurance companies were able to discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions. Without the ACA's protections, the health and economic security of Montana families, especially those impacted by cancer, are in serious jeopardy. This legal attack on the Affordable Care Act is unconscionable, especially during a pandemic when access to health care is more important than ever. Politicians who support this attack do not have Montanans' best interests at heart. We shouldn't even have to consider what to do if the Affordable Care Act is struck down. Its vital protections for people with pre-existing conditions like cancer are non-negotiable. Instead of threatening to tear down these critical measures to protect more than 150,000 Montanans, we should be building on the ACA and working hard to improve it so that access to health care doesn't depend on the size of your paycheck.
That's Democratic candidate Steve Bullock. And now to the Republican candidate. It's Steve Daines, a fifth-generation Montanan, a lifelong sportsman. He's the father of four, as he was raised in Bozeman, Montana as well. Went through high school there, graduated from Montana State University with a bachelor's in chemical engineering, and won the seat in 2012 to the U.S. Senate and was elected to the Senate, to the U.S. House of Representatives in 2012, and then to the Senate 2 years later. So, Senator Daines, the decision on whether or not to repeal the Affordable Care Act will be decided by the Supreme Court. If it is overturned, how do you think we should protect Americans? Let's take a timeout before we get to that, as I see that I'll be running out of time to get that full response in for Steve Daines. So a quick timeout upcoming here. Once again, it's Tom Schultz. We are live at the Mecca 59th annual conference here at the Heritage Inn in Great Falls, a very electric city. And Mark Lambrecht will join us next, as Mark is the government relations officer with MECA. And as I mentioned, a number of things also to talk about here, but we'll start talking about fire mitigation efforts at the federal level, and then new rules that may be associated for fisheries in our Pacific Northwest and Inland Northwest. So that and more to come here on Voices of Montana. Mark Lambrecht will be standing by. He is the MECA Government Relations Officer. We'll have a chat with him here as we are at the Heritage Inn, the Convention Center, and the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association 59th annual meeting. I'm Tom Schultz. Let's finish up our Cancer Action Network series here. As I mentioned, excited about this, and you can follow along as we'll put podcasts up, but search the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network for Cancer Votes. That's part of the project here. So, as I mentioned, gave some background on Senator Steve Daines, the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. And so, to the response now, the decision on whether or not to repeal the Affordable Care Act will be decided by the Supreme Court. If it's overturned, how do you think we should protect Americans with pre-existing conditions like cancer?
Well, this is a personal issue for me and for our family. My youngest sister, who was born and raised in Bozeman, in fact, lived in Bozeman her entire life. She lost her battle to a rare autoimmune disease, which was a pre-existing condition. She's a mother of four. Had she not had her coverage, her family would have been bankrupt. They had over $1 million of medical expenses. So we should always protect those with pre-existing conditions. That's not something that should be ever up for discussion, and it's something I've always fought for. And regardless of the outcome of this Supreme Court case, I'll continue pushing for legislation that ensures Montanans have peace of mind, knowing they will not be denied health care coverage or charged more because of a pre-existing condition.
That is Montana Senator Steve Daines seeking re-election. His opponent is Steve Bullock, the Democratic candidate. And for tomorrow, we'll be talking about cancer research, and so I do invite you to join us here. I'll just tease this question for tomorrow. Because of bipartisan investment in cancer research, there have been remarkable advances in cancer prevention, early detection, treatment, and care. And that's such good news. As I mentioned, the number of Americans who will succumb to cancer in this year alone will be 600,000, and including 2,100 Montanans, but 17 million, a record number of Americans, are surviving cancer. And a lot of that has to do with research. But there's concerns about cuts in funding and how that could threaten the progress. So we'll ask the candidates tomorrow, Senator Steve Daines, Governor Steve Bullock, will you vote for annual increases in cancer research funding for the National Institutes of Health and the National Cancer Institute? And they'll ask to please explain why you will or will not be supporting these annual increases. Again, from the Cancer Action Network, CAN, Voices of Montana election coverage, it is brought to you in part by Cancer Votes, a project of the American Cancer Society.